Murray. And as Bub, William Frawley.
Sorry, Barbara, but I gotta call off that stupid shower again. Yeah? The kids figure on getting married sometime next year. Yeah? Bye. No skates inside the house.
Okay.
Hello? Judy Ashby, please. Look, little girl, I think it's swell that you're 4 years old, but get your mother for me, please. Bathing again? Look, little girl, tell her that Mike and his fiancée are going to wait a little while before getting married and move into an apartment. So, wait, little girl, don't hang up on me. Wait. How can such a clean mother have such a rotten little kid?
Bob, did Mike decide to move away after he and Sally get married?
That's the latest bulletin, yep.
Hey, Chip, let's go out and build the dam in the gutter. Mrs. Fletcher's watering the lawn again.
No, I don't feel like it.
Well, I'm going. It's a natural instinct for those beavers. Come on, Wilson.
Well, you'll understand these things when you get older, Chip.
How come I always have to wait till I get older?
Well, you'll figure that out when you get older, too. Tell me, why this great love for your brother all of a sudden? I can remember two or three occasions when you'd have been very happy if he'd been in China.
Well, I don't like him. I just don't want him to move out.
Well, you didn't expect him to live here forever, did you?
No, but maybe he'll stay here for just a little bit longer. If I tell him, I won't bother him anymore.
Well, now, Chip, that isn't why he's leaving. He just wants to do what's right for Sally.
Well, yeah, but Sally likes it here. She likes Tramp and Ernie. She even likes Wilson. He's a terrible dog.
Chip, this is the way Mike wants it. So this is the way it's going to have to be.
Honey, what are we waiting for? Why don't we get married right away?
Because we agreed to be practical and wait until you finish college. Then we'll both be working and we can afford a nice apartment.
Yeah, I know, but... Honey, what would be our biggest living expense?
Rent, I guess.
Okay, I've solved the rent problem. I've solved the grocery problem, the laundry problem.
Oh, wait a minute. I don't think I'd like being married to a part-time bank robber.
Honey, we're going to get married right away.
How?
We'll live right here at my house.
Your house?
Yeah. There's something doing all the time. You'll certainly never get lonely. No expenses. You'll love it.
Are you sure your father liked the idea?
Well, what difference would it make to him? I already have my own room. What more do we need? Yeah.
Well, Mike, what does Sally say about all this?
Oh, she loves the idea, naturally.
Well, maybe she's just too sweet to tell you that living with your family might be a little inconvenient.
Inconvenient? Oh, not at all. I like it here. And this way, Sally and I can get married right away.
Uh-oh, the shower's on again. Well, back to the phone. 27 females.
Now, Mike, I must say that you found yourself a wonderful girl.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
Well, we could sure use a woman's touch around here. She might make a few improvements in the menu.
Now, that's enough out of you, Clifton.
Well, I was just kidding, Bub. These dumplings are real neat.
They're pancakes. And you know it, Charlie.
Well, Dad, what do you really think? You haven't committed yourself yet.
Well, Mike, have you honestly thought this whole thing through?
Oh, I think so.
You know, she's not going to be just another brother. She's going to be your wife.
So?
Well, Bob does the cooking and the mending and all the laundry and... Well, he does about everything around here that a new bride should be doing.
Then why doesn't Mike marry Bob?
Don't you see, Dad? It'll be perfect. When I'm at school and Sally's home from her job, she can help Bob. And Bob can teach her everything she needs to know.
Well, Mike, you and Sally are certainly welcome to live here with us. You know that. It's your decision to make.
Oh, thanks, Dad. We both have our hearts set on getting married right away.
Boy, that would be neat. Sally does my homework better than you even.
Well, I'm glad you like her, Chipper. I'm going to get going. I can't wait to tell Sally she's been voted into the Douglas family. So long, everybody.
Goodbye,
thanks
Mike.
For the breakfast, Bob.
Where'd I put that list of frilly females? I ought to give her that shower about Thursday. What's the matter, Steve? Is this marriage bugging you?
Bob, I just don't think that moving in here with us is what you'd call a perfect beginning to a marriage.
Well, when I was married, I didn't even have a job. Grandma had to take in washing. And our honeymoon cottage was a piano crate down behind the ice house.
But it was your own private piano crate, Bob.
Hello? Is Mrs. Judy Ashby there?
Why don't you
take a bath? Again? Come in. Well, in that case, little girl, just yell through the door. Just tell her, please, that Mr. William O'Casey is on the phone. And, little girl, don't hang up. I'm not through. Oh, hi, honey.
Having trouble?
That's that Ashby kid. I'm trying to tell her that you and Mike are going to be married right away and that the shower is set for Thursday. She hangs up right in my ear.
Bob, before you make any more calls, there's something I want to talk to you about.
Well, let's talk in the kitchen, honey. I've got a pressure cooker full of ham hocks on the stove, and it's liable to explode all over the ceiling. Come on. What's the matter? You got cold feet?
No, nothing like that. I just think that if Mike and I move in here, well, it's just not a good way to start a marriage.
Well, how can you tell till you try it?
Once we get married, with Mike still in college, we won't have any choice. We'll have to live here.
Well, if you spend the weekend with us, you can find out for yourself.
Thanks, Bud, but I just don't think that would solve the problem.
But there's no problem. Mike can bunk in with Robbie, Chip with Tramp in the attic, and you've got Mike's room.
Hi, Bud. Hi, Sally.
Hi.
Beat it, pal. Sally and I are having a coffee clutch.
I don't see any coffee. Sally, after you marry Mike, are you going to move in here with us?
Would you like me to?
Yeah, on account of nobody else around here, no social studies. Bubba, can I ask you a question?
Make it quick.
Ernie wants to know what we're having for dinner.
Why?
Because if it's spinach or liver, he gets a rash.
Well, we're going to have ham hocks, so he'll have to get his rash somewhere else.
Yeah, but you invited him over for the weekend.
I did not.
Yes, you did. I asked you if Ernie and Wilson could come over on account of his mom and dad had to go to Las Vegas on business. Or something.
Well, I don't remember it.
Yeah, but I asked you real loud that time you were taking a nap. You didn't say no.
Well, maybe this weekend wouldn't be convenient.
Sure it is. Chip and Ernie and Wilson can sleep in the attic. So consider it all set.
Hey, Nate, like we're camping out, only we're camping in.
No campfires in the attic, Charlie.
Okay, I'll tell Ernie.
He's quite a guy, that little fella.
See, it's fun having you here this weekend. You know, this is just the way it's going to be.
I just love your family, Mike. You know, they make me feel right at home.
Ah, good. Oh, here's Dad after he came back from a fishing trip. All he got that day was a sunburn.
Oh, who's that with the ice cream all over his face?
Oh, that wasn't ice cream. That's Robbie after a pie-eating contest. And you should see the guy who won the thing.
Mike, have you seen that new pipe of mine?
No, Dad. Well, maybe you left it in the car.
No, I'm sure I brought it in. I had it upstairs. Yes, Steve. Maybe I left it down here. Bob, have you seen my new pipe?
I haven't seen it since I used it to stir the coffee.
Well, we joke like that all the time, Robbie.
Oh, here's Chip's third birthday party. He's the one with his foot in the cake.
Who's this pretty girl you have your arm around?
Oh, that's Frank's cousin. She used to come down from Connecticut every summer, and I'd get stuck with her.
Are you sure you were getting stuck with her?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
What do you want, Ernie?
The guy behind me. Chips after me with bottoms.
Oh. Well, how about under there?
Got to break it in sometime. Mike, I was sitting right there last night. Would you mind checking under the cushions? I might have slipped down in there someplace.
What?
Oh, my new pipe.
Oh, Bob and I checked the cushions this morning looking for loose change.
Oh. Did you find any?
No.
Hey, look! It's up his
Sherlock, you wouldn't mind doing your sleuthing without my new pipe.
finally got through to those 27 women. Shower's set for Thursday. I can serve the food in the dining room, and we can open up the loot in the living room.
Bob, I don't
and
know.
I can twist up some of that pink crepe paper and hang it from the ceiling.
Bob.
Blue crepe paper?
Bob, it's not that.
Oh, I see. This place is commencing to look like an army barracks to you, isn't it?
No. I love it here. I mean, everyone's so nice to me and everything.
Well, it isn't exactly like a honeymoon hideaway, is it? Well, I noticed that you didn't even get a word in edgewise.
Well, it's just that I don't think Mike and I would get much privacy.
Well, that piano crate was a little drafty, but Grandma and I were alone.
Well, that's what I dream of, our own piano crate.
Well, there's only one thing to do. Let Mike change your mind.
And live here?
Now, you take this from your mother-in-law, Bub. There are ways of handling a husband so that he does what you want and still thinks that it's his idea.
They were left all over for a bookcase, but they're so darn expensive.
And Francie got this idea to use the glass building blocks for bookends. As soon as we get enough money, we're going to have our names sandblasted into them. Francie, how's it coming out there, dear?
Just a minute, honey.
Hiya. Don't you think it's getting a little warm in here?
Mike, would you believe it? That coffee table over there used to be a door.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just knocked the doorknob off and Francie added the legs and painted pink.
Hey, we have to keep the apartment warm for the baby.
Oh. Howie, your collar.
Look at that painting over there, too. Francie painted that. She used a new technique where you use spatulas instead of paintbrushes, and you just kind of fling it on. It's kind of fun. Francie, how's the dessert coming? The kids are waiting.
Hey, those look wonderful,
yeah.
Honey.
Hey, Mike, don't those look wonderful?
Thank you.
They really look wonderful.
They're called ice frappés à la chantilly.
Frappés à la chantilly.
Francie's got this great French cookbook.
Why don't you boys take off your coat?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
I know, really, hey, we're fine.
Don't be silly, honey. I heard Mike say it was hot.
Hey, come on, Howie. What the heck? You're among friends. There's no call certainly to be...
Hey, Mike.
Formed.
Hey, Mike. Hey,
here,
hey.
Sweetheart. Did you have to wear that particular shirt?
It was the only one left, darling.
Francie, the whole meal was delicious. Really?
It sure was. Delicious.
Only thing is, I don't know where I'm going to put this.
Thank you. But I forgot to serve the soup.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Put it in the bag. We'll take it home with us. Well.
Hey, maybe we ought to just prop them in the oven for an hour or two. Maybe they'll thaw out, huh?
It said to freeze them.
Well, you did. You did.
Hey, I got an idea. Let's pour the soup over.
That's enough of your jokes, Howard Sears. You could have reminded me to serve the soup. And you don't have to sit there wearing that shirt.
Well, it's the only one, Francie.
I'm still worn out taking care of this apartment and the baby and everything.
Hey, now, wait a second. It's not my fault if you have to leave your brand in all of my shirts. And what about this? It looks like one of the Dead Sea Scrolls.
If the biggest thing in your life is clean shirts, you should have married the laundromat.
Hey, Francie. Oh, Francie. Francie! Hey, baby. Hey, Mike, I'm so sorry this had to happen in front of you guys.
That's okay, Howie.
Everything's under control. She's going to be all right. Mike, I'm...
Oh, yeah. Howie, I think we better call it a night.
You guys aren't going, are you?
Yeah, I think we can stay a little bit longer, huh?
Oh,
thanks a lot.
Well,
wonderful dinner.
Hey, look, it was my fault the whole thing. Oh, she's so tired.
That's okay.
Goodbye, guys. Hey, let's do it again, okay?
Okay.
Hey, you forgot your dessert.
You know, something occurred to me tonight.
I can imagine.
Promise you won't get sore?
Go on.
Well, maybe we ought to postpone our wedding.
Did Howard and Francie discourage you with marriage?
No. That kind of blow up can happen to any two people. It's just that if we wait to get married, say for about a year, when I finish college.
What are you trying to say?
Well, I know you may not like the idea, but... Honey, I really thought that little apartment was great.
You really liked it?
Yeah. I know you've got your heart set on moving in here with us, but... There are times when I really don't think it'd be too convenient.
You're sure now?
I figure if we waited a year, we could save up a little money, and I'd be out of school and working full-time, and we could have our own little apartment then.
Maybe you're right. I agree.
You do? Wait a minute. That was too easy.
No, it wasn't. I've been trying to get you to say that. Tonight, I really thought I'd lost the bout.
What brings you out of the attic at this time of night?
Well, I've been thinking.
Oh? I think it's murder when you're trying to get some sleep, isn't it?
Yeah. Mike?
Hmm?
How come you're still up?
I was reading. And I got to thinking, too, about keeping our family together and how much fun we have around here.
You were thinking about that, too?
Yeah.
Why don't we have Dad buy the house next door? That way you guys could live in it.
Well... Chip, when a man gets married, he usually leaves the nest. That means goes out on his own, sort of. You know, so his parents can't protect him anymore.
Yeah, I know. We studied about it in life science. Only it was about birds.
Right. Birds and animals and people. See, Chip, the best way for Sally and I to get married would be to save our money and then in a year get our own apartment.
A year? A whole year?
Well, that's how long we figured it'd take.
Hey, that's great! I thought you guys were going to get married right away. But boy, in a whole year, I'll be clearing the seventh grade.
Yeah, you might even be shaving then.
Hey, yeah.
Come on, you guys.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Sally.
I couldn't sleep. I thought I'd go down and get some milk.
I couldn't sleep either. I was just going to talk to Mike.
Hi, you guys. What's everybody doing up?
Well, I guess we're all a little restless, Chip.
Well, Mike and I were having a little talk. Mike says when you guys get married, I can come over to your apartment and spend the night. Bring Champ with me.
Sure you can, Chip. Night, Dad. Night, Sally.
Good night, Chip.
Night.
Hi, honey.
Mike, what happened?
Oh, I said the magic word.
What magic word?
Year.
I told him we weren't going to get married for a year, and suddenly everything was fine.
Well, I guess at Chip's age, a year seems like an eternity, huh? Yeah.
Oh, I'm so happy, Mike. That's great. Uh-oh. We have one more problem.
What's that?
Who's going to tell Bub? The shower's all set for Thursday.
Oh, boy.
Look, Mike, I think maybe you'd better tell him.
Why me, Dad?
Well, I think on you, too.
Maybe you, Sally.
Yeah, Sally.
Oh, not me. I already told him. But the shower's three
look,
times.
Look, one of you
How about you, Mr.
No,
Jackson?
No, I...
Hey, you
sure.
Guys, come on.
I got my view. Let Bobby do it.
Good night. Hey.
I'm not going to call anymore, little girl, so please try and get this message straight. Just tell your mother that. Now, don't hang up, don't hang up. Please don't hang up. Just tell your mother that I'll be calling her 1 year from next Tuesday. That's right. There, at last, I hung up on her.
Coming up later, we'll award you an Oscar and a Tony in an Emmy-winning show, The Odd Couple. Catch back-to-back episodes starting at noon, 9 Pacific, right here on TV Land, the Rewatchability Network.